Reclaiming Your Time, the Ins and Outs of a Balanced Life audio series. Tip number 6, Small and Simple Choices for a Balanced Life. Authored by Deborah A. Thomas, MBA, founder of Ebony Concept Solutions, LLC. Narrated by Daphne Page Reeves, founder of DPR Voiceovers. Welcome back to the final audio series of the Ins and Outs of Work-Life Balance. Here's a brief summary of what we've covered up to this point. In audio number 1, What is Work-Life Balance? We defined work as those essential tasks that keep your life functioning, whether they're paid or unpaid, in the home or outside of the home. The life part of work-life balance, on the other hand, are those things that you do for your own personal fulfillment, things you enjoy and that you really want to do. And balance itself is whatever you define as the ideal blend of those two areas. In audio number 2, Weighing Our Own Balance, we use 3 sets of questions to assess our current level of a balanced life. First, we looked at how much actual time we're spending on different activities. Then we looked at the quality of that time as measured by our satisfaction. Finally, we looked at any signs or symptoms of a balanced life. In audio number 3, Our Balanced Day, I describe one possible scenario of a balanced day as a way for you to create your own personalized vision. Even though we know that a balanced life is not about reaching one perfect day or even a series of perfect days, having this vision gives us an ideal to strive for when we're faced with choices throughout the day. In audio number 4, Inner Obstacles to Balance, we looked at how our thoughts, words, and actions can create obstacles to our balanced life, with examples of how this might be happening in our life today. In audio number 5, Outer Obstacles to Balance, we continued this topic and looked at the outer obstacles of other people's opinions, schedules, and actions. Even though we can't control those things, it doesn't mean we have to be a slave to them either. Now, let's look at some small, simple choices to obtaining a balanced life. I've got good news. Achieving balance isn't going to be as hard as you think. I know you're nervous about some of the changes I might recommend. Your imagination might be all fired up, expecting me to suggest you quit your job, leave your marriage, or run off to Jamaica in order to lighten your load and find fulfillment. Nothing can be further from the truth. You do not have to turn your life upside down in order to find a balanced life. You can, however, make small, simple choices each and every day that will get you there. The fourth step towards a balanced life is action. Awareness, desire, and understanding your influences will only take us so far. If we really want lasting, meaningful change, we need to create a plan of action. The plan is just as important as the action. It's a great start to intend to make the most balanced choice when it's in front of you. But when life gets in the way, intentions can fade. That's why a concrete action plan will be so helpful. From our earlier work in this series, we're now aware of the life balance issues we have. We know precisely what we desire to be different, and we have important clues as to what has been happening and blocking us from creating balance. From that foundation, we can create a personalized plan of action that will help us make more balanced choices every day. Here are some examples of things we may want to include in our plan. When someone asks you to do something, think about it before you answer. Tell them you will let them know later and fully consider how doing or not doing that thing will impact your work-life balance. Take an inventory of the most stressful things in your life and find small, simple changes you can make. For example, if your commute to work is a stressor, plan a route with more attractive scenery, or bring along some audiobooks or music you enjoy, or listen to the Lead In with Deborah A. Thomas podcast. Be intentional with your activities. You only have a limited number of hours in the day. Choose to spend them on things you really enjoy. Why spend hours watching television or surfing the internet when you could be doing something that would bring you so much more fulfillment? Experience achievement every day. Plan at least one task every day that you know you will finish and that you know you will feel good about finishing. We have the power to make these small, simple choices throughout the day. You can set the intention to have the ideal, balanced life that you've envisioned in Lesson 3. Use that vision as your barometer to measure and choose your thoughts, words, and actions so that they are in line with what you've decided you want. Remember what we've discussed earlier in this series. A balanced life is not a destination. It's a series of adjustments you make all throughout the day as you make the best choice in each possible moment. I hope that this course has awakened your awareness about the life issues in your own life. But most of all, I hope it has awakened your vision of balance because it is well within your reach, and I want you to get there. I am Daphne Page Reeves, founder of DPR Voiceovers, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, founder and CEO of Ebony Concepts Solutions. Thank you for listening, and until next time, always make listening your priority.